Hello and welcome. My name is Ashley Smith. I'm here with my husband, Daniel Smith, and together with Daniel's father, Patrick, we own and operate Baring Financial. So we're a family advisory firm based in Southlake, Texas. We're glad to be with you today because we're going to be sharing some very valuable information with you, and we believe it's particularly important and timely given the severity of the current conditions in our markets and our economy right now. So today, we're calling the topic of our conversation Annuity Clarity, and there are a couple of reasons that we've chosen this subject of annuities today. Daniel, let's talk about those.
Yes, well, number one, every day, seemingly everywhere you turn, you, the investor, are getting hit with a barrage of varying and opposing messages about annuities. They're coming at you from all sorts of media. Some advisors market themselves by disparaging annuities, while others sing their praises. We see this in TV commercials, online ads, Google or Facebook ads. You might get a mail invitation to a local event, or even radio shows like this one that we're doing today. The end result from all this is that it creates a lot of confusion. At worst, you may be convinced that annuities are a terrible financial instrument, or at best, you get information overload. You know, you kind of get stuck feeling like you don't know where to start or who to believe. Maybe you just don't know how to determine what's right for you. So you end up with a bad taste in your mouth. It's just too much of a hassle. It's not worth it. And you know what? We don't blame you. It should not be a big, arduous task to understand an investment and determine if it's a good fit for you. So that's the number one reason for today, is get rid of confusion and help bring clarity. The number two reason, annuities can be an excellent tool for protecting your money and making it last longer, which is really most critical in times like we're experiencing right now. But this is only true when it's the right type of annuity with the right benefits that offer the best value to you specifically for your specific situation.
So I want to just take a moment and outline our discussion for today. First, we're going to define what an annuity is. We're going to explain the three basic types of annuities. We'll discuss the negatives and the positives of each type. We'll highlight the key benefits and costs that should be considered in order to help you assess and compare your options with annuities. And finally, we're going to give you the opportunity to learn more, to get more detailed information that we just don't have time to share with you in the short time we have with you today. So we'll share that with you in just a few minutes. But first, Daniel, let's just define what an annuity is.
Well, put very simply, an annuity is an account offered by a financial institution that can be turned into a guaranteed lifetime income. There's a variety of ways that they can be designed, but if it provides the ability to create guaranteed income for the rest of your life, it's an annuity. So when you think about the word annuity, just think annual income. That's what the word annuity means, annual income. So here's a couple of examples that most are familiar with. Number one is pension plans. You know, the 401k has taken over as the primary retirement account offered from employers these days, but in the old days, it used to be the defined benefit plan, which was a pension plan, and that was a certain guaranteed income for you for the rest of your life once you retired. Another one that we're all familiar with, but we may not think about it this way, and that is Social Security. That's a guaranteed income for the rest of your life through retirement. And so either way, income like this, it's income that's backed, guaranteed by an institution as the guarantor. Typically, that's an insurance company in the case like pension plans, for example. But in the case of Social Security, that would be the federal government would be the guarantor. Many, many years ago, when annuities were first created, there was only one type, and that was an immediate annuity, where you give the annuity company a lump sum of money, and they immediately begin paying you an annual income for life. And regardless of when you pass away, there was no remainder of death benefit that would go to your beneficiaries. So whether you lived a long time, or if you happen to live only a short time after beginning your annuity, there was no remainder for your beneficiaries. But now, over the many decades since then, annuities have evolved a great deal, and the annuity companies continue to enhance them, adding more value and benefit choices to better fit the needs and the desires of today's investors and today's retirees.
So let's highlight the three types of annuities. So as we mentioned before, there are three basic types: fixed, variable, and fixed index. Now, inside each of these options, there are literally hundreds of choices, the ways they can be structured, the different benefits that might be included, etc. And many people that have annuities, they actually don't even know what type they have. Or if they do, they don't really understand exactly how the features work. And we've seen that several people that don't have annuities, they just don't know how to distinguish between the three. They don't know what questions to ask, and they just don't know what they don't know. So I want you to think about it. It's similar to having different types of investment accounts. For example, you may have a 401k through work, an IRA, and a taxable investment account. So that would just be a brokerage account that you've opened up with after-tax cash. So these three types of accounts have similarities, but they also have differences. So they're similar in the respect that they all hold a variety of investments. That's going to be your stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And notice that I said the word hold, because I think we get some confusion on this, that the 401k itself is not the investment. The IRA is not the investment. These accounts just serve to hold the real assets, you know, those stocks, bonds, mutual funds. So all three accounts exist for the purpose of investing, but there are different rules for how each account can be used and how each is treated for tax purposes. So this is the same way we want to look at the three types of annuities. They may all share some similarities, but they all have significant differences as well.
First of all, the primary similarity they all have is that they are all annuities. So they all have the feature that gives you the option to turn the money you have in that account into a guaranteed income for the rest of your life. Another similarity with all annuity types is that they all have a holding period called a surrender schedule or a surrender period. This is a period of time that the investor agrees to keep their money in the account. And we'll explain this further in just a moment when we look at fixed annuities. One exception to this holding period would be an immediate annuity that begins paying your lifetime income to you right away. Now, the details that create some of the differences in each type can have a significant impact on the total value that you ultimately receive from your annuity.
We're going to dive into those key differences here in a moment, but we told you at the beginning of the show that there's just too many details to cover in the short time we have with you, so we want to give you the opportunity to learn more. The first opportunity is to just give us a call. Our number is easy to remember. It's 817-571-2626. Again, that's 817-571-2626. When you call, we can schedule what we call a discovery meeting. This is a 30-minute virtual meeting, although it can be longer if it needs to be, where we can meet face-to-face in a Zoom video call for the time being, and we can go into more detail on what we're talking about and get those additional questions answered. This meeting is completely free, no obligation, and no high-pressure sales pitch. Again, our phone number is 817-571-2626. The second opportunity is to go to our website and register for our next webinar. Our website is wealthawareness.com. Once you're there, you can click on the events tab and you'll be able to register for our next live webinar. On the webinar, we're going to go into today's topic in much more detail. We'll also talk about how to understand the fees and charges, both the obvious and the hidden, how to truly protect against negative volatility by choosing the right type of annuity and the right benefits, how to maximize growth inside your annuity, and how to create the most income from them.
Also included with these webinars is going to be an added value that we've included, and that is an opportunity for you to get a free annuity analysis. We have a unique software that can help you look at the specifics of your account, unlike any other advisor platform can do. And what we do is we input your specific annuity account details information into the system. And what it does is it will give you the net results of how much actual net return have you really realized in that account over the life of the account, as long as you've had it. And at the same time, it's going to show us just how much that particular account has cost you in fees and charges over that same period of time. It's a very powerful tool, and it helps give you a realistic look at what you have compared to what is available potentially for you today. Now, we can do this not only with annuity accounts, but if you don't have an annuity, or you have an IRA or an investment account that you would like to look at, we can do that with IRAs and investment accounts as well. So please take advantage of this service that we are including with the webinar opportunity.
But remember, you don't have to wait for the webinar to gain access to this information. You can give us a call at 817-571-2626. We can register you for the webinar over the phone. We can sign you up to be notified of future educational events, hopefully some live in the near future. Or you can go ahead and request that annuity analysis session that Daniel talked about. For those of you that would like to start with the webinar, you can go to our website, wealthawareness.com, and register for that under the events tab. So, to reiterate, there are three basic types of annuities: fixed, variable, and fixed indexed. So, Daniel, let's talk about each of those in more detail.
As we look at the characteristics of these three different types of annuities, just understand that these are the primary characteristics that you typically see of each type. It's not always the case, but generally speaking, these are their features. First, let's look at fixed annuities. The key feature in a fixed annuity is that term fixed. Number one, this means your principal is 100% protected. Your principal is fixed. You're never going to lose any of the initial amount that you invest in that account. And number two, your return is fixed. You get a fixed level rate of return. So in both of these ways, it's very similar to a CD that you would get at the bank. Your money at the bank is safe and guaranteed because it's backed and insured by the FDIC, which is a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. With a fixed annuity, it's insured by an insurance corporation. So you have protection of principal, a fixed level return, and typically there's no fees or additional riders added on to these accounts. In our current low interest rate environment, that means it's going to be pretty minimal, but that's the trade-off that you're giving for the safety in that instrument. Now, the second type of annuity is the variable annuity. A variable annuity is just like it sounds, it varies. It varies in value. So, first of all, your principal is not protected and guaranteed. It is 100% at risk, and that's because you're invested in the stock market. A variable annuity has what's called sub-accounts inside it, and in those sub-accounts are different investment choices, and those are direct stock market investments. Now, in addition to that, is variable annuities typically have multiple fees built into the account. Sometimes they're right up front and you see them on your statement, but many of them are built into the policy and they're buried in the fine print in the back of your account documents. So that's something that you need to be aware of so that you can get more familiar with. And typically, variable annuities have the highest fees out of the three types of annuities. Additionally, variable annuities have the ability to have a rider added onto them. So if you would like to get an extra benefit, sometimes that's going to be, in fact, many times we see that the riders are sold with a variable annuity for the purpose of kind of offsetting that high fee cost. But typically, a rider is going to come with a fee cost of its own. And the one that we see that's most popular is an additional 1%. We'll touch on that a little bit more in detail in a few minutes. The third type of annuity is a fixed indexed annuity. Think of this like a hybrid of the fixed annuity and the variable annuity. And that's because the fixed index annuity, in a way, gives you the advantages of a fixed annuity as well as some of the advantages of a variable annuity, and it also reduces some of the disadvantages of each of those at the same time. So the fixed index annuity, first, it has the fixed components similar to a fixed annuity, where you have, number one, 100% protection of your principal against investment risk. So all of your principal is protected and guaranteed. Secondly, you have the option for a fixed level rate of return. Now, the fixed indexed annuity is also going to give you the opportunity for greater than fixed level return with the index growth option. And the index growth option is going to give you growth that is linked to a market index, but not invested in the market. And this allows you to participate in a certain percentage of market growth while at the same time still protecting 100% of your principal. And so this creates a volatility control piece to your account where you are participating in upward movement, positive times in the market, but not participating in the negative side of the market. And so therefore you're reducing all the ups and down movements that you get in the market, and you're smoothing out that ride, if you will, getting a more steady return. Additionally, fixed index annuities have available riders that you can add on for those additional features. As I mentioned with the variable annuities, these are available with fixed index annuities as well. And typically there is a cost for the added benefit. It might be an increased death benefit or a lifetime income benefit rider that's going to increase your income more than just the straight annuity. But the way they're designed is that they may create additional value for the investor. And sometimes this proves out to be worth that extra cost to add on those additional benefits with that rider. It may prove for some not to create enough value for the extra cost and therefore not be the best option. It really all depends on the individual. So again, whether or not one of these benefit riders creates enough additional value to be worth the potential cost that there may be associated with it really is dependent on your individual situation and need, and that is something that should be analyzed and evaluated to determine what the case is for you specifically.
Daniel, let's take a few minutes and discuss some of the biggest and most common negatives that the public associates with annuities. The first one being, if you don't live a long time, then you don't benefit.
With annuities today, this is only true if you specifically choose to annuitize your account. But most annuities now give you the option to include a lifetime income feature that also pays out any amount of your money that remains to your beneficiary. So there's almost never a case where you are stuck with only getting value out of your annuity if you live a long time.
Okay, what about you can't make a reasonable rate of return?
With some annuities, it can be difficult to achieve a reasonable rate of return over a long period of time, but that is not always the case. Most of the time we see that either with a fixed annuity where you have a low fixed level return because interest rates are low right now, and the other situation that we see is with the variable annuities where you have lots of growth potential with that account, but that larger growth potential is getting eaten up by high fee costs and charges that are built into the account, or perhaps fees that you're paying for riders on the account. So all that combined ends up eating away your total rate of return over time. But that's where the fixed index annuities really shine, because they can give you both. They can give you the protection of your principal and a fixed rate when times are uncertain, but at the same time, they give you the opportunity to participate in the growth of the markets when markets are moving up and you still have total protection on the downside. So long term overall, you end up with a reasonable rate of return that is protecting your money and also keeping pace with, and most of the time outpacing, inflation at the same time.
Let's talk about those infamous expensive fees and charges.
Yes, in a lot of cases, annuities have gotten a bad reputation for having expensive fees and lots of charges, and that is true in some cases, but it's not true across the board. Primarily, we see high fees and multiple charges, as we discussed earlier, in the variable annuities. And that's the annuities where you're taking a lot of risk and there are a lot of additional fees, charges built into the account. And then if you are adding riders, you're paying extra fees on top of that. And the majority of the time that we see expensive fees and additional high charges, it's almost always on a variable annuity. Again, that's what we like about what we call the hybrid annuity, the fixed index annuity, because you can have the safety of your money, you can have the growth opportunity with the protection, and there is options to add riders, and there may be some cost involved there, but you're not going to have excessive fee and rider charge costs, and you can structure it the way you want to and not end up with an account that is basically eating away at any return that you are trying to realize.
And what do you say in response to the long contract terms and the thought that people can't access their money once it's in an annuity?
Well, we talked about this holding period with annuities a little bit earlier. And so, yes, just as we said, similar to a CD at the bank, you are making an agreement with the financial institution to keep your money in that account for a certain term. However, your money is not totally locked up 100% and totally inaccessible. If you were to cash out your entire account before the end of the agreed upon term, then yes, you are going to have some surrender cost, but you do have a certain amount of liquidity in these accounts. Most of these annuities give you a 10% liquidity feature every year. So you have 10% of your money that you put in available to you every year that you can withdraw and use as you need it. Now, in addition to that, we are always going to recommend that we're never going to recommend that you put all or a large majority of your portfolio in one of these annuity accounts. So you should have diversification and you should only have a portion of your portfolio in this safety bucket in these annuity accounts. And we just never see a time when, nor would we ever recommend that someone totally liquidate their entire portfolio. That's almost never going to be something that's advised because you need the majority of your money to continue working for you, creating the growth and the return that you can use for income. Plus, in addition, these annuity accounts have certain conditions that if you meet those, if you need extra income for, say, terminal illness or something like that, that you can access more cash value or income. So there are features and benefits available and ways that you can have liquidity in these accounts, and it's not just totally 100% locked up, but there's a lot of choices in structuring the accounts and the benefits, and you can establish it in a way that you have the safety that you need, but you also have the liquidity that you need to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish.
So guys, as you can see, there's a lot to understand about how these instruments work, and we just don't have time on the show to go into all the important detail, which is why we're giving you the opportunity to learn more. The first opportunity is to give us a call. Our number is 817-571-2626. Again, that's 817-571-2626. We can schedule what we call a discovery meeting. This is a 30-minute virtual video meeting, and we can delve deeper into how these instruments work and answer the questions that you have. The discovery meeting is no cost, no obligation, and absolutely no high-pressure sales pitch. Anyone that has ever worked with us knows that that is just not how we operate. So don't be afraid to give us a call at 817-571-2626. The second opportunity to learn more is to go to our website, wealthawareness.com, click on the events tab, and register for an upcoming live webinar. On the webinar, we're going to go deeper into today's topic. We'll talk about how to understand fees and charges, both the obvious and hidden, how to truly protect against negative volatility by choosing the right type of annuity and the right benefits, how to maximize growth inside your annuity, and also how to create the most income from them.
Again, I want to highlight an added benefit that we've included in these webinars, and that is we're going to give you the opportunity to have a free account analysis done with an existing annuity, or if you don't have an annuity, but you have an IRA or an investment account, we have a unique software that we use that we can take your account information, plug it into the software, and it will tell us exactly what your total net return in that account has been compared to what the total fees and costs that you might have experienced in that account, whether you know it or not. And it just gives you a real picture of what value you have actually received from that account. That's available to you as part of this webinar experience, and we want to make sure that you take advantage of that.
So go to our website, wealthawareness.com, click on the events tab, and register for the next webinar. Now, maybe some of you are thinking, I don't want to wait for the next webinar to get my questions answered. Well, guess what? You don't have to. Give us a call, 817-571-2626. We can get that 30-minute discovery meeting set up, or you can request your free annuity analysis that Daniel described earlier. And remember, we can analyze other types of accounts as well. When you call, we can also register you for the webinar over the phone if you'd like, as well as sign you up to be notified of future educational events, hopefully some live events in the near future. Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, my name is Ashley Smith, here with my husband Daniel Smith from Baring Financial. Give us a call, 817-571-2626, or visit our website at wealthawareness.com, and we look forward to hearing from you very soon.
Thank you for joining us today. God bless you and stay safe.